These days, a great deal of politics, culture, and business are focused on the family. The talk of family values, family cars, and family entertainment leaves the impression that pairing up and procreating are the choices most people make and that they are the better choices. Commentator Reynolds Price offers a different view. He speaks for those who chose not to extend their family beyond the one they were born to.
I've never married, never fathered a child, yet I've never been conscious that those omissions have left me maimed. So now, as crowded and waste-poisoned America is lulled by affirmations that the nuclear family is the soul of all virtue and hope, I pause to wonder how many others have noticed that the mother-father-child family is the source of much of the physical abuse and psychic mayhem which children experience. Likewise, it's apparent to any observer that a high proportion of the problems of all adults spring from the same old family hothouse that drove the Oedipuses and the Macbeths to madness and violence. For whatever reasons, some 15% of Americans over the age of 25 have never married. 15% of the adult population amounts to nearly 26 million human beings, the population of a respectable, middle-sized country. Yet where are the audible advocates of those who make the far-from-exotic choice not to marry or cohabit? I've often praised the splendor of those spinsters and bachelors, heterosexual, homosexual, asexual, or none of your business otherwise, who used to occupy the majority of teaching desks in our schools, and who in lucky towns still do. I can go on wishing that a few of our creditable unmarried citizens from all strands of life would stand to the fore and make themselves heard, not as advocates for celibacy or any other sexual choice, but for singleness, an honorable estate established by God, as the Christian marriage service says of marriage, and rich with the gifts of uncrowded time and quiet air that have given us, age by age, such friends of the human enterprise as the scientist philosophers Isaac Newton and Ludwig Wittgenstein, the composers Handel and Beethoven, the caregivers Jane Hull and Mother Teresa, the novelist C.M. Forster and Flannery O'Connor, not to mention the thousands of other dedicated servants. To ignore their immense contributions or to eye them askance as a suspect minority, as many touters of family values do, is to deny a huge sum of capital among us. Their singleness is not necessarily easier or more difficult for them than partnership is for the legally joined. It does sometimes mean, though, that the nation's great roosting jamborees, Thanksgiving, Christmas, the Fourth, Labor Day, can find them a little marooned in silence. Whatever you do, don't send the children round with cookies, but think of what one single person somewhere in your past has done for you and act accordingly.
Novelist Reynolds Price teaches English at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina.